Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We have tonight's guest, actor, model, mother, and activist, Gabriella Wright.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Bobo Burns. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I'm sorry. I did not expect that accent on my name. Thank you, Mark. That's great introduction. Oh, gosh. That's because I'm going to be pronouncing Gabriella. I love it. I love it. And I'm so looking forward to the show. I've been excited about it ever since we talked about the potential of not only having our guest on the show, but this conversation. And it's really interesting because this conversation could start off kind of like an experience I had this weekend. On Thursday, I was invited to a conference that I didn't end up going to, but I was invited to a weekend conference where the person that wrote me says, Filippo, because you are da-da-da-da-da, we would like for you to come to this conference. And then on Friday, gosh, I just forgot what I did on Friday. I mean, there's so much going on. But Saturday, I remember. Saturday, I went to a convention. Actually, it was a whole life convention. And there I was, this person, Life Changes. I was media and all of that. And interestingly enough, I was there with a business associate who was asking me to put on my another job potential, another title, looking for different products that could be sold on our website or other websites, and is encouraging me to do that. Then on Sunday, I went to a different convention altogether where I was the one who was the buyer. And so by the end of the weekend, I had been this and that and this and that and all these things. And it's interesting when people say to me, it's like, well, who are you? It's like, well, what does that actually mean? And so when it came to writing our guests down on our website, we didn't put an and. This is something that we've started or stopped doing, actually, because if we said she's an actor, a model, a mother, and an activist, it would mean she's an actor, a mother, a model, and an activist. She's those four things. But no, she is that and so much more, as we've often said on the show. So we left out the and because we just put a comma. She's shaking her head. Right? Yeah, exactly. We're going to let her chime in on this in just a moment. But so we just left a comma because there's so much more. And usually people leave out the mother part. And we love the fact that she actually includes that in on her own. So. You know, what are you? You know, we're going to be talking about this. What are you? And you are one person. And what difference can you make? Because as we're going to find out or talk a little bit about, it doesn't take money. It doesn't take fame. It doesn't take this or that. It takes you. All the aspects of you. So obviously our guest, Gabriella Wright, walked in to her life with all the aspects of her, and I'm sure she's still adding. Tonight you'll also hear Bobo Burns, and you'll hear a lot of Bobo, and he comes in as him. So let's think about who are you and what do you bring and what else do you bring? Once you've got that, what else is it? Because we all need to show up more and more. We all need each other. That's how we're seeing it. And so we're going to come back with our wonderful guest, Gabriella Wright, and right after this on the Life Changes Show.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Ellen Roderick Jones on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio sitting here with Marc Lejeune.
Oh, well done. And that was a very diplomatic way of saying, Mark, you got the intro wrong.
No, you didn't.
Because I used the and.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh, well, no, we're always growing.
Yeah, we are. And.
And.
Yes, and. So excited to have Gabriella on. And this she brings so much in so many ways. And is out of all the wonderful people we've had around us, she's such a reflection of you know, showing up authentically and really walking your talk and living your truth. And so I'm truly excited to share her story, as well as some things we're collaborating with and shine some light on some amazing projects that are coming down the pipe.
And authenticity is part of her vocabulary. She talks about other people who are authentic and all. Just in my short conversation with her, she brought that up. So once again, an actor, model, mother, activist, .. And we're going to be hopefully filling in a couple more things. Happy to have her here. Gabriella Wright, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful introduction. I love it. The young conclusion to life, you know?
Yeah. And you actually said something to that effect about how it can be limiting sometimes. So could you?
Yeah, completely. I you know, it's very funny because I have a multiple upbringing, right? So I'm English, Scottish, French, Portuguese, Mauritian. I have multiple accents, multiple languages. Everywhere I go, it's like, oh, are you Italian? Are you Portuguese? Oh, Francais, oui, Indien. Like all of a sudden, I'm all these things.
And you say yes.
And
yes.
I'm like, yes, yes, oui, oui, si, bien sûr, of course, everything. But at the same time, I'm just me, you know? And it's very interesting because you realize that once you put an identity or a name on who you think or who they think you are, you're limiting your possibilities. You're limiting your possibilities of doing more activities, but of expanding your reality. Because everything that we do that we want to manifest, it comes from the mind first. So if we stop it with a, you know, an identity, like, oh, I'm just an actress. Well, I'm not just an actress, you know. And sometimes in certain areas, I feel that actors, unfortunately, don't use their voices, you know, as much as we should, because we're getting given scripts all the time, you know.
Interesting,
you know? So sometimes we don't know how to free that voice because we only know how to, you know, be a character, but how do we become us? So the journey for me was to unleash, because my first, I would say profession, and it still is being an actor. But why? Because I wanted to discover human behavior and how we are all connected as human beings. So for me, being an actor was who we are, what we are, and what is our potential. As a species, you know. So I know it sounds a bit more like, oh, wow, this is not, you know, she wasn't thinking of the big Hollywood sign, you know, when she signed up. But I actually did, because I realized that media, and this is how we're all connected here tonight, media is a beautiful platform to unleash powerful messages and actually take away the stereotypes, take away the identities, the, you know, the labels that we put, you know, on people, on cultures, on religions, on even just the example of limiting ourselves, actor, mother, whatever those are. We're just human beings. But to get to the beingness, it takes a while to get free. You know, freedom is a big deal. And it's, you know, just not just physical.
Even when I asked you about being a mother, you actually have one child of your own, but yet you feel yourself very motherly to many children.
Many children, exactly. I mean, I said, yes, I just have one child. But I do feel that, yes, whoever wants to come along, please join the family.
And you mean that because you travel the world and you see injustices and you say, this is not right, whether that's your mother instincts or all of who you are. You even started a foundation to support these kinds of to support these kinds of causes. Mm-hmm. I was going to say issues, but we took that out of the script. So support these kinds of causes. But really, we're supporting people.
Yeah, truly. But you know, people are children, you know, people, we mustn't forget who we are. You know, we have an inner child, and sometimes that inner child has been unfortunately traumatized different ways. And those traumas actually create barriers. And so we don't grow anymore. So we become blocked people. Like human beings who don't evolve anymore. So I always like saying we're all children, just because so we can break those, you know, those little traumas that we had, and they don't need to be big. Any trauma has the same effect on the brain. That's why, you know, we can talk later on about meditation, but that's the whole point. Trauma has an effect on the brain and it limits ourselves. So yes, children, if we go back to who we are as children, we always remember that we were smiling freely, that we were creating freely, that truly children are free creators. They all created content. I remember actually, to be honest, having a radio show with my cousin. She lived in Rouen, I lived in the other side of France, and I would send her, you know, those tapes, cassettes.
Yes.
And I would be like, you know, putting some French rap on and rolling things, and then, you know, sending, and I'd be waiting a week later for her tape
from the mail
to come back. I mean, do you know what I mean? So awesome. We're pure creators, and then we just, you know, get involved in a certain illusion of life, of identities that are pushing us to be something that we think we should be or others think that we should be, and we forgot to just truly just operate from a sense of freedom.
People might come up to you and expect you to be a certain way or something like that. I'm sure it happens all the time.
Yes, it does.
What do you think on that? Like, oh, humans, we have so much to learn.
I just laugh. I just laugh the same. I just laugh. I think there's nothing more freeing than laughing, because there's no judgments. I mean, who am I to say that person might think that, but yeah, and even if it's a compliment, a compliment and a judgment or a critique, ultimately, are the same thing. It's just the other side of the coin. It's a judgment, right? Or it's a perception more than that. So you just let the perception be, and you just laugh, and it is what it is. And if you're able to transform their point of view, then they have transformed. You see, it's not just a point of view; they've transformed, and they've gotten something out of it. You know, so we're always interacting, right?
Yeah.
You know, so we're not static. We're moving beings, got moving molecules. We know that actually through quantum mechanics and even normal science, you know, like.
So a person has to be comfortable within themselves and healed most of their traumas and all that in order to not be affected or their buttons be pushed by people coming up and say, oh, I thought you'd be like this, or you should do this, or you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, to be honest, it's so important to be your own person. And to be your own person, you've got to do research. I mean, you've got to put in the work, you know. I think we all know around this table that, you know, sometimes it's easier for some people. They're born with like, oh, I know I'm going to be a singer, or I know I'm going to be an actor, or I know I just want to, you know, be at one with God, and they turn themselves into the convent or in the monastery at 12 or 30, you know what I mean? But there's some souls it takes longer to find what they need, because they need that freedom. So their freedom to express themselves and all that. So I think the more we're able to learn that we're not the product of where we come from or of our parents or of society or religion, the more freedom we have to truly be, you know, to be who we want to be.
You know, while we were talking earlier, I said to you at least three or four times, that's a meme. That's a quote.
I wish
I could write fast enough and say, you know, put quotes around that and say, that's Gabriela. You know, before we go on a break, I'm going to read something that I think you wrote. If not, you can correct me. But I thought it was brilliant. The most important teaching I gained from being an actor and model is that people look up to you no matter what. Even if you have inner conflicts, the outer world needs hope, and people project what they need on you. Dreams, aspirations, role modeling, etc., which is actually what you've been talking about, right? And you sometimes have no idea. You don't.
You don't.
Right? that by just being present, you are affecting and influencing someone's life. So this job is really not about you. It's about them. Wow, that's so giving. That's so deep. When we come back, we might explore that a little more. And it takes us into affecting lives and meditation even and presence and all of that. You are a big presence. And you're present to us for being here tonight with us. What a pleasure, Gabriela Wright. And a little later on, Bobo Burns is on the show, live on the Life Changes show, when we come back after this.
Hey guys, this is Michaela. So I'm here to tell you about the DNA Institute. If you haven't heard of it already, I wanted to let you in on it because it completely changed my life. A few years ago, I was 30 pounds overweight. I wanted a career, good friends, a loving family, and financial success, and I didn't have any of it, so I ate. Within 6 months, the DNA Institute treatment not only helped me lose the 30 pounds, it also rebalanced my hormones, healed my metabolic and digestive system, and made my higher functioning brain so loud it became impossible to overeat when I was full. Don't we all want that? So many of my friends and family turned to the Institute after they saw my success. All of them lost their desired weight, ranging from 8 to 60 pounds. I found this to be so different than anything I'd ever tried before, and it was easier than anything I'd ever done. It's not a supplement or a diet pill. It's a genuine, doctor-prescribed, custom medical treatment made just for you. It doesn't matter what your situation is or how much weight you have to lose. I believe the Institute will get you to your goal. My experience is that this is more than just a weight loss system. It's a biohack to a better way of looking, feeling, and living. When I started, I had never heard of the DNA Institute, but the fact that they've been in Beverly Hills since 1982 gave me a real peace of mind. Now that you've heard of them, click on the DNA ad at lifechangesshow.com and get your customized formula started today. Change your life like I changed mine.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Yeah. We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and Gabriela Wright, and we're having such a great time. This I think we've just decided this is part one of many.
Yes,
And with that, actually, before we get to presence and meditation and all of that, we talked about children, we talked about women, and we talked about how everybody is a child. But it's interesting how you said something about the issues are everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I used issues, but the concerns are everywhere. Mm-hmm. Although there are some parts of the world where people have less resource or less of a voice. Mm-hmm. That hit home for me. Could you share?
Yes, I realize that, to be honest, we're very, very lucky here. I'm sure all the listeners here, you know, all have mobile phones, all have cell phones, all I wish for them to have, even if it's just a small roof, but a small or a big roof, you know, over their heads. Mm. Now, the countries that I am truly pulled to out of just, I suppose, a form of compassion, you know, it's a kind of a big word, so I'm not going to use that. It's more of a pull, meaning I need to. You know, it's a need for me to really explore the places where people have no resources. Mm. Because when you want to cry for help here, you can get your phone, you can try and escape, you have a neighbor, you have some form of community, either it's a digital community, there's a tweet, there's something that allows you.
Yeah.
And there's a very small percentage of people who don't have access to that. Mm. Now, where in Southeast Asia, in certain remote areas of India, tribal villages, in Burma, you couldn't even have a cell phone three years ago, you know.
Wow.
What I mean? And like certain regions of the Himalayas, you don't have network. So let alone 4G, Instagram, this understanding of social movement, they don't really have that access. It's changing, but they still don't have that. So the voices are actually voiceless, you see.
Mm,
so
wow.
So what I like and I try, and there are many incredible people and organizations who are doing very similar work, and it's about how we get together and combine our forces to give voices to them so that they can feel protected, they can feel nurtured, their traumas can be unreleased, especially when it comes to violence against women and girls and boys, you know, in those regions. You know, you've got a severe religious stroke, traditional upsets that make women and children live in a certain way. For example, in Nepal, there's a great charity who I happened to, it was thanks to the UN Trust Fund to End Violence Against Women, actually, they introduced me to them, and it's Restless Nepal, Development Nepal, and they basically helped actually shift the law where women who were in their menstruation, they had to be closed up and shut up in a little in a hut, okay, that's outside the village, no access to running and clean water. They could be eaten by wild animals, okay, I know. They could be raped. And it had to be mother and daughter and whoever, and no access to school. So for a week per month, these women and girls were shut in this hut.
A week per month?
Yeah. Well, because that's the length of the menstruation.
Yeah, no, I understand that part.
And it's normal. And it's been like that for, you know, hundreds and, you know, years. Wow. And it's a tradition. So, and that's in the western region of Nepal. So thanks to the UN Trust Fund and Restless Development Nepal, they managed to shift by law. So it's not allowed anymore. But law in terms of action, how do you shift it in the field? And that's where you have to be effective, because as we know, even in the West, a law is a law, but how do you change people's consciousness and how do you really apply that in the field? And there's a big gap, right? So that's the gap that I like working in. I like exploring, bringing voice to that gap, to the voices that don't have access to communication. And there are many regions in that place. And I feel that in the West, we can do so much with actually very little. In Burma, for example, $1 can, you know, pay for whole food for a family for a month.
Literally.
Yeah. You know, so it's very, we have to always, if we're able to open our minds, you know, we're talking about, you know, being you, but I really think that being you is actually being someone else, truly. Like you're being you, then who am I on the other side of the world? What kind of life am I living?
Connecting. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who are we really? You know, if I wasn't born in this country, where would I be?
Mark says a lot, actually.
It's, we're all you. We're all I.
We're empty hard drives at the beginning.
Exactly.
And when you look at somebody that's only had that experience in that region and somebody that's only had that experience, that's Windows and Mac. You know, they're just different programs starting from scratch.
Exactly. And yet, we all have the same heart.
Right.
And that is a universal language. Right. Because a heartbeat beats, obviously, even mechanically, right? It's an organ. But we know that it drives us to tears. We know that when we feel something, we're smiling, we're laughing. And, you know, we know that we have that universal strength. So I feel that, you know, here out here in the U.S., we're privileged because, you know, the fact that we're finding ourselves can be leading examples for others, you know.
The juxtaposition of this moment actually just dawned on me that we never talked about the fact that she's done all these big movies with all these big actors. And,
it's true.
And we went straight to the important stuff.
I just totally.
And me too, by the way.
And yesterday's, a lot of people watched the Oscars and there was all this glamour. And she's sitting here, she's glamorous as she sits here, just how she dressed and how she sits and how, look how her arm is right now and all of that in her, and she's a model, so how much more glamorous? Of course, she's modeled for, you know, Cartier and anyway, but and yet when you're talking about this thing, it's not like something like this is what I do because I'm supposed to do charity. We want our actors to do charity and stuff like that. This is you.
Yeah, this is me. This is definitely me. It's been I had the same, actually, I'll share a little story. It actually started with a movie. When I did my first movie, it was a French Indian film. It was the first co-production between the two countries. So it was a big deal. And I had already been studying meditation for about 2 years, but we shot everything in Paris and we had to go on tour in India to promote the film. And I arrive with like my Chanel glasses, my little fur coat. And I'm like, already I was a bit like, okay, what am I doing? It's super hot here. I'm wearing a fur coat. You know, it's like December in Europe and December, you know, little things like that. So
you didn't know that.
I didn't
part.
Know that. Yeah. Right. But it was always, I always like making fun of myself. So that was one of those moments. I was like, little girl, don't worry about it. You'll grow up soon. I was 21, I think. No, 20 I was. And at that time, I had a break. I had a three-day break in between the two press tours, between Bombay and Delhi. And I was like, oh, great. I'm going to go to the Bihar region. And I am going to go meditate under the tree where Buddha got enlightened. And that's going to be great. And my director's like, do you realize that's in the far most like remote region? And that's where all the there's kidnappings and it's really dangerous. And I was like, well, yeah, well, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm just going to go. They're like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, I'll go. So I end up, and my story in Bodh Gaya was, it was incredible. There was a curfew at night, there was gong shots. It's changed now. This is like 15 years ago. So it's changed now, but there was a curfew and it was really intense. And I remember on my way back to the hotel, I saw like a kind of a, like a moving mass coming to me. Like, and I was like, oh my God, it's like a pack of dogs. And pack of dogs are dangerous, you know, rabies, you name it. And I'm like, start running to the front of my hotel. And then as they approach, it's children. It's children who are, can't stand up. They're like crawling like spiders. And I was so moved, and I'm still moved as I'm sharing this story. But it's to show how different reality is, right? And it was incredible because I saw these children, they had all polio, they didn't have the vaccines, and they're all street kids abandoned, and they obviously had someone who was like a pimp, who was like, you know, ordering them around, so they had no freedom, and it was really struck home to me, and I was like, here I am with my Chanel glasses, great, you know, God bless Karl Lagerfeld, he just passed away, but you know what I mean, like, that there's always a yin-yang in everything, right? So you're like, wow, here I am, and then I called the director. And he had to, this is another story, but he had to get the army to get me out because I had to travel by night and there was a huge risk of kidnapping. So the army came to get me out to take me to the press conference. But but it was a big deal. And it was an incredible moment where I was like, okay, every time I do a film now, I will make sure that I first of all dedicate and allocate some funds to wherever I am working.
Wow.
So that's how I started developing the different territories of where I worked in, because mostly they were connected to my film work. And then I started research and doing more and going back on my own way.
That's brilliant.
So that's how it all worked. So the two, so going back to your question or your remark, which was, she's done all these movies. Yes, I've done all these movies, but they're the other side of the coin. And I really believe that when you're an actor, you have the responsibility to become a human being instead of just existing as a human being. Becoming a human being, you're truly exploring all facets of being a human being.
So if you're an actor, you have the responsibility of becoming authentic.
Exactly. Authentic.
Interesting.
You know, have integrity. And there, that integrity is important because you're representing potentiality, you know, possibilities.
I'd like to add, and if you're a human,
yes,
you might just have that responsibility.
Exactly.
I wanted to give that, you know, speaking of giving to the regions, you are working a lot in Burma.
Yes.
You have a sustainable action in Burma.
Mm-hmm.
And so your website there is Association PAS. D like dog, B like boy, .org. And it's interesting that when we looked at the website, you said, well, it's not that great a website, but then again, we use all the money
to go to the action.
So,
you know,
so, and obviously even a dollar really does make a difference.
It really does.
Wow.
I mean, $10 a month can create a huge difference for four families.
When you talk about that, you look at, I've long said the charity model is broken because you look at the amount of dollars that are flowing and how much isn't getting done, yet how far even a dollar goes.
Yeah, it's incredible.
There's such a disconnect in terms of putting money in the right places and really following through.
Yeah, because I think there's a lot of illusion also around the charities here. You know, there's a lot of not understanding. To be honest, a charity is a group of people getting together.
Don't be honest about charity.
No, but it's like if we take it like, I get what you're saying. But it's true. A charity or let's association
and we're going
is a bunch
to a break.
Of people. A bunch of people getting together to make a difference. That's all it is. Okay.
I'm having so much fun. I don't know. Even, yeah. We're going to come back with, unfortunately, a short segment with Gabriela Wright when we come back. And we will get into, obviously, affecting lives. We've certainly gotten into that. And by our presence. And to get there to where we can be in our own presence and be a presence for others. Meditation is definitely a tool. And Gabriela Wright is involved in something very exciting that we'll talk about when we come back. And then in our next segment, we have our Ask Dorothy question coming up with Dorothy Lee Donahue. And then Bobo Burns on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes Show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark and our guest, Gabriela Wright, actor, mother.
Human being.
Human being. That's
authentic.
Funny comedian.
Brunette, sometimes blonde. No joking.
Oh, I think I saw you as a blonde once.
Yes,
you're not joking. Yeah. That's right. Was that a wig? Or?
It was a wig.
It was a wig. Okay. So how mind dive?
Yes.
So, let's Michel Pascal, whom you actually known for a while.
Yes.
And I just met recently because we had him on our show, but Mark is known as well. So we all know and love him. Mm-hmm. So tell us more.
Well, Mind Dive is basically an app, a free app that Michel co-created with Sonia Ohm. And he's put together a wonderful bunch of insightful mm-hmm. people, mm-hmm. top American scientists. We've got Deepak Chopra. We've got, Dr. Gary Schwartz. We've got Diane Powell. There's a interesting mix. He's mixing spirituality and science, mm-hmm. yoga, active meditations. Mm. I'm, for example, contributing prayers, spoken prayers, visually yes. meditation, you know. So we're it's a truly innovative new app. I don't think there's an app out there that has the combination of science and spirituality and film. We also have unique a film that we've dissected episodes, like 7 minutes episodes. For example, the science of reincarnation. What is that? You know.
So did I see you interviewing actually the last Jewish survivor?
Yes, and I did do that. Thank you for reminding me because I've got a lot in my mind.
No, I was watching that today. I'm like, wow.
Yes, we just did an exclusive interview with the last standing man of in Auschwitz, and that was one of the most moving interviews that I've ever done. It was a truly very humbling experience. because humanity, you know, when you're truly aligned, like, you know, like you're, when you're authentic and you're embodying that, you have, and that person is that, you have no choice but to let go everything. Everything is just, you just are, you know, there's no, you're not even an interviewer anymore. You're just a person, you know, like, wow, I'm receiving this information. So it's all, it's a very interesting, there's going to be quite a few movies. There's a film that Michelle and I did called The Offering, which studies the journey of a mother losing her child to suicide, which is a very big deal in America.
Wow.
So there's many, many topics. There's many, many topics in this app, and it's called Mind Dive because you're literally diving into the exploration of your mind. And what's special about this is that we're actually launching it at the Vortex Dome.
Yes.
And so it's immersive.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really giving a little avant-goût, as we say.
Avant-goût?
An avant-goût.
Wow, I'm going
to A little avant-goût to the dive into
phrase,
consciousness.
You'll hear it often.
Yes, I'm going to get some mileage out of that one.
And actually, this is launches on Thursday.
On Thursday, you can get some avant-goût by going to the YouTube Mind Dive app and subscribing to the Mind Dive app channel. And we will be live streaming the event. And you'll learn a little bit about Vortex as well. And we'll begin building community and supporting this wonderful project, getting this information to as many people as we can.
Awesome. Yeah, I watched Michelle talk about the app, and he says this is we're breaking tradition or something. I don't remember how he said it. We're doing it different. None of this. You get it free for the first month, and then you have to pay. Shut up. He says.
Yes, it's so true. He's like, shut up. The accent. Shut up. No more anything. You don't pay no premium, no nothing. It's true, and he's right. It's actually free. Everything's free.
Everything's free. Well, we've also gotten to enjoy at least three of your accents, because I definitely heard the British one in there. Now we definitely heard the French, along with almost
there's a few more. You know, I want to go back up for 1 second to talk about the free, because it ultimately isn't free, because you have to invest time in yourself.
Very good.
Ooh.
So when
like
you show
that.
Up, you got to be willing to do the work. And I think that's where the investment comes in.
I'm going to add something.
Uh-oh.
You got to invest time in your freedom.
There's another man. That's me.
You gotta invest time.
Gabriella, we need to do this again.
Yes.
Thank you. So, you did give the website, Mind Dive app.
.com
and Mind Dive app on YouTube.
Okay.
Subscribe there.
I want to make sure the business was done before we. Gabriella, we need to do this.
Filippo.
Listen to how she said, whoa. Filippo. She said it in Italian and Sicilian. Okay. And with that, what a pleasure. Look forward to following what you do, knowing more about it, and supporting. I'm a huge fan. I mean, it's funny to say that. The acting, great. But I'm a huge fan of this.
Whatever you
are in this space, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It's so lovely to share this beautiful space. And let's have fun again.
Let's have fun again.
Let's take the journey forward.
We'll have some more bon goût.
Avant-goût. Nous aurons des avant-goût.
I want to turn it into like spaghetti or something.
You got to do hands and everything. Though.
Yeah.
You
know.
All right. And with that, again, Gabriella Wright, thank you. And we have our Ask Dorothy segment. I can't even talk anymore. I'm so excited.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Ada, and I live in Northridge. I had been in a relationship for 8 months with a guy I really like, and I want a commitment from him. So I told him I wanted to know where he thought our relationship was going, and he said he needed time to think about it, so I said that we were done. He said he wants to be friends, and I still have feelings for him, and want to know if I did the right thing. What do you think?
Dear Ada, I believe that you might have been asking the wrong person to define where your relationship was going. If you did have the conversation exactly as you've described here, I believe you may be the one who needs time to think about it. Have you totally considered what you would like to see happen with this man? Have you a plan for what you truly desire in a committed relationship? What does the word commitment mean to you? Are you looking to get married? Are you thinking he would make a perfect father for a child or children? If you're thinking this, have you discussed whether or not he wants children? And let's examine the fact that after an 8-month relationship, you describe him as a man you really like and not as a man you love. I believe your desire for a committed relationship needs to be better defined on your part. And then, after answering the above questions, you might consider having a deep conversation with him about what a committed relationship looks like on his side. You might also want to know where he sees himself in the future, career-wise, and how you would fit in with his vision. After asking these questions and many more, then you and he can determine if you did the right thing.
Thank you, Dorothy. Yeah, everything. Here. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with singer, songwriter, musician, and Bobo Burns after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Gabriella Wright. And joining us in the studio is a singer, songwriter, musician, and so much more. He doesn't stay in the same place for very long, but he's changing as he goes. Welcome, Bobo Burns, to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
What a pleasure. This is a perfect time because you, too, are a world traveler.
Yes.
You take your music to some remote areas, which is quite interesting.
I try, yeah.
Yeah.
And certainly listening to your interview about all the humanitarian work that you've done, I've done very little comparatively, but it's so rewarding and you just really can't even describe it.
Mm.
So,
mm. Yeah. You are from Massachusetts.
Correct.
What brought you out here?
Snow.
Okay, done. Now, what brought you to music? Don't say snow.
It was actually started off with the Irish Rovers, like the Irish band. My mom had a cassette tape, and it was a live
cassette
thing.
Tape. Really?
Yeah.
Was it Gabrielle?
It might have been. Yeah. But I remember listening to that as a kid, and just it was a live thing, and they were. Just people that were all stomping their feet and clapping along and being a musician in that sound. That was just where I wanted to be.
Wow.
It sounded like the most fun place to be.
Wow. Well, your music, I haven't heard a whole lot of it, but each song that I picked to listen to just felt like something that, you know, I can go to a country fair and really enjoy and watch somebody like you, or I can sit home and feel that same feeling kind of thing. Like
I hope so.
I'm downtown in an old town.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in a small town?
I say it's a small town. It's about 38,000 people. So it's small by other standards, yeah. But, you know.
But people still know each other
I'm related to most of the town. my dad was a cop. My uncle's a cop. My cousin's a cop. My cousin's a cop. My cousin's a cop.
You were safe.
I was well known, which is different from being popular. Yeah.
And you played.
Yep.
your style of music, I'm getting Americana, like, what do you call it?
I call it Americana rock.
Okay.
Where it's just me by myself, it's much more Americana.
Uh huh.
But, you know, when you add drums to it, it rocks a bit more.
Isn't there a little bit of country in it too?
There's some country in it.
I mean, I felt like, yeah. You know, a little bit country, a little bit rock.
Are you Donnie or Marie?
No, I'm. Oh, okay. And that's our show. Just kidding. Am I Donnie or Marie? What do you expect me to say? Actually, you know, I appreciate your humor. And I know why. Now I know why you and Pat Battistini are so good friends.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's got the same sense of humor. And so we thank him for having introduced us. Yes, and you travel so much in the last 2 years alone. What, you've been you've done over 330 shows in 17 U.S. states in 7 different countries.
Yes.
That's nuts.
It's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had done a lot of traveling in Europe. You know, I did like 8,000 miles in 10 weeks.
Wow.
And, you know, in a rental car. Sometimes, you know, sleeping in rest areas, but mostly try not to do that too often. Mm. And, you know, I was feeling like a bit of a disconnect from the U.S. So I booked a tour across country, and I went from California to Boston and back. And I was like, well, let's see what's going on here. And it was pretty eye-opening. You know, I ended up, you know, being in a shooting situation where I was an active shooter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
And so things like that just all of a sudden inform a lot more of how other people react to those things.
Yeah. And that's going into the music, right?
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, the first song is about the town, the state where you were born.
The state where I'm from, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it's you were talking about music is a form of time travel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where, you know how you can listen to a song and it can take you back to another.
Yes.
Whenever I hear Boston's More Than a Feeling, which is one of the best songs of all time. Because it's a song about listening to music and that making everything else better.
Mm. Yeah.
And whenever I hear that song, I'm driving through Iowa with my best friend. And it just... So I was attempting to write a song that makes things better with Massachusetts.
Oh, well, lovely. Well, here's Baba Burns performing Massachusetts live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Or as we say back there, Massachusetts. Massachusetts is a funny word when you're drunk. Well, I was in some kind of a funk. Made me want to see you again. I dialed you 3 times before it went through. I didn't know what I would ask you. I just tried to remember the song. Oh, but you knew it all along. And you said, tie your troubles across my shoulders. And wrap your arms around this old heart of mine. Close your eyes now. Pretend we're no older. Wrap your arms around this old heart of mine. all of your LPs, a down payment for an SUV, and it's all over now, baby blue. It wasn't much, but it was all you had. The records, they were all scratched. You know I really miss you too. And maybe the ocean blue. And you said, tie your troubles across my shoulders and wrap your arms around this old heart of mine. Close your eyes now, pretend we're no older. Wrap your arms around this old heart of mine. Back in college when we were DJs, Elvis was Costello whenever we played. Red shoes and we danced the night away. Let's go dancing, let's go dancing, let's go dance the night away. Tie your troubles across my shoulders, wrap your arms around this old heart of mine. Close your eyes now, pretend we're no older. Wrap your arms around this old heart of mine. Wrap your arms around this old heart. Wrap your arms around this old heart. Wrap your arms around this old heart of mine.
That was wicked. That's another thing they say in Massachusetts.
It's wicked awesome. It's wicked cold. Nothing's just wicked.
Oh,
wicked is an adjective. You got to get this right. I started talking Boston swears come out, I had to stop myself.
Beep. Yeah. Beep, beep. Yeah. Okay. All right. That was wicked awesome. I enjoyed that. If you're enjoying Bob O'Burns, you can go to Bob O'Burns. That's spelled B-O-B-B-O. Burns, BYRNES.com. I wanted to make sure I had enough bees in there.
Yeah, plenty of bees.
Did they just always call you Bobbo?
Yeah. I'm born Robert, but there was a lot of Bobbies in my family. So my grandfather stuck an O at the end of my name. So I've been Bobbo since I was a little kid.
That's great. All right. Well, then, can I call you Bobbo?
Please.
That'd be wicked awesome.
That would
be. All right. So we get another song, but before we do, people go to bubbleburns.com, they can find out if you're coming into town, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I got all kinds of shows listed there.
And your CDs are there?
CDs are there, iTunes, Spotify. I'm the only Bobbo Burns in the world, so I'm pretty easy to find.
You might be the only Bobbo in the world.
No.
No?
No, we have a club.
Oh, there's a club of Bobbos?
Yeah.
The Bobbo Club.
We have 4 or 5 members.
Well, okay. All right.
You could join, but you can't.
I don't want to join. I mean, thank you. I'll join some. I'm not a Bobbo. All right. Okay. So one of your greatest hits is actually one of your new songs. Hit it really nicely, and we actually posted it on our website.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah. No. Thank you. Actually. Can I say this on the air? You have the Rockin' Magpie out of UK. Hey, this is your country. I'm sorry, I don't mean to limit you, Gabriella, but one of your countries. The best kick-ass, heartbreaking country rock LA has to offer.
Yeah. Some of those reviews, you're like, wow, my mom doesn't even say nice things like that.
There are a bunch of these. This is so fun. Okay. As you were getting your guitars ready, what's the difference between the two of them?
That one's got 12 strings. This one's got 6.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Oh.
They can't hear that. See that on the radio.
Yeah, no, that's why we need to let everybody know. All right. So this song is this a real person, by the way? Or should we not ask?
No, that's fine. Angelia, it was a name that just sort of came to me.
Okay.
Is the song is kind of it's the muse of inspiration that inspires you to get up off your ass and do something.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, since I said ass, you thought you'd go.
Were we only allowed two asses left?
No, I think we just did three, so okay. Go on.
Okay. It's the muse of inspiration that makes you get up and do something and look at for a larger thing than just what's in your front yard.
Wow. Wow. That's kind of what...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're connected.
Nice. All right. So with that, I mean, it can almost be called... Anyway, Gabriella. But but Angelia it is.
There might be too many syllables.
With that, he actually thought about that for a second. Can I change it real quick? I like that. That's awesome. But no, don't change a thing. We like you just the way you are. Yeah. So here is Bob O'Burns, the only one performing Angelia live, unplugged.
Yep.
On the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Okay. Just letting Brent know. I might hit the guitar a little bit harder on this one. It's snowing tonight downtown, but it's warm in this bar. If we stay in here or die in here, oh, we can take your car. There's two sides to this town. No one's right and no one's wrong. Got friends that are cops, friends in jail, don't know where I belong. Let's drive north to those high tension lines, where the night sky's so fine. Angelia, I wanna dream with you tonight. Angelia, we'll make wishes on the satellites and pretend tonight's our first time around. Past the neon lights and the Texaco and the hardware store that burned down. And there's black ice ahead, but it won't slow us down. Let's drive north to those high tension lines, where the night sky's so fine. Angelia, I wanna dream with you tonight. Angelia, we'll make wishes on the satellites and pretend tonight's our first time around. Now I'm staring at the old town sign, looking for a life I want to live. I want to live. Hey! Lines
where the night sky's so fine. Angelia, I want to dream with you tonight. Angelia, we'll make wishes on the side of light. Angelia, I want to dream with you tonight. Angelia, we'll make wishes on the side of lights and pretend. Tonight's our first time around. Our first time around. Our first time around. Our first time around.
Woo-hoo! I almost expected you to throw your guitar up in the air, Babo, after that, like I saw you do in one of the live shows. But you caught it.
Of course.
If
you're going to throw a guitar up in the air, you're either sure that you're going to catch it or you're sure you're not going to catch it. There's no middle ground with that.
Okay. So, yeah. BobboBurns.com and also iTunes, Spotify, and all over the place. Thank you so much for being our musical guest tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. It's wonderful listening to you.
What a pleasure. Of course, he pointed to Gabriela, but.
Oh, and you as well. Of course.
Filippo, don't worry about it. Next time, next life. It's okay.
Listen, there's another accent. Grazie, merci, Gabriela Wright. Gabriela Wright, for being with us. I look forward to seeing you on Thursday. If not live, then with my goggles. If not my goggles, can we just look at it on the phone?
Yeah, you can grab the stream on YouTube at Mind Dive app.
Mind Dive app. Okay. Yeah. Very good. So we can all see her. Pascal Michel.
Yes.
And everybody.
Yeah, we understood.
So that's our show. Whoa, the energy in here. And Angelia's even in here. So with that, thank you all so much. Before we say goodnight, let's thank Brent Hahn here for making us all sound so good.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you, Brent. Thank you.
And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.